From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The Kremlin says a new report by U.S. Senate Democrats describing Russian interference in the U.S. throughout and Europe is unfounded. Russian President Vladimir Putin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov spoke out about the accusations.
But we can only say that we're sorry that this campaign against us continues and remind once again that all these accusations of alleged meddling leveled against our country still have no base. They're absolutely unfounded.
The report was commissioned by Senator Ben Cardin, a top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
We recognize the importance of presenting to the American people a comprehensive understanding of what Russia's game plan is. We knew after the 2016 elections that we were vulnerable. But the 2016 elections was just a small part of Russia's overall design to try to Mr. Putin's design to try to compromise democratic institutions.
No Republicans on the committee signed on to the 200-plus page report released by Senator Cardin. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said on Thursday that he expected U.S. President Donald Trump to impose new sanctions on Iran. He told reporters that the administration continues to look at the sanctions, adding, "I think you can expect there will be more sanctions coming." Meanwhile, Reuters news agency is reporting that France's President Emmanuel Macron told U.S. President Donald Trump in a telephone call that France is determined to ensure strict implementation of the nuclear deal. This is VOA News. Hundreds of rescue workers slogged through knee-deep ooze and used long poles to probe for bodies Thursday as the search dragged on for victims of the mudslides that slammed wealthy coastal town in the U.S. state of California. 17 people were confirmed dead and 8 others were missing, while family members anxiously awaited word on loved ones who hadn't been heard from since the onslaught early on Tuesday. Matthew La Rotonda reports that violent demonstrators in Tunisia are defying threats of a crackdown. They're angry with economic hard times, which include new government price hikes.
And those price hikes were aimed at tackling their deficit and foreign debts. Now, Prime Minister Youssef Chahed says enough is enough. The state won't bow to violence. Some lawmakers have called for an increase to the minimum wage, but its likelihood is unclear. There's also concern that small numbers of radical Islamists may be trying to take advantage of the crisis. The Interior Ministry says at least 2 have been found among those detained.
More than 500 people have been arrested during the protests. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program is working. And while there are concerns about Iran's development of ballistic missiles and other activities in the Middle East, they should be dealt as a separate issue.
The European Union has had and expressed a very clear position on the nuclear deal, as it was stated by the 28 European Union member states ministers already in October last year and repeated again today.
But the pact's future hangs in the balance, with U.S. President Donald Trump not sharing the positive sentiment. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein condemned the recent escalating of fighting in Syria. And the Human Rights Office says 85 civilians, mostly women and children, have been killed and at least 183 injured in the besieged city of Eastern Ghouta, a suburb of the Syrian capital of Damascus. The High Commissioner's spokesperson tells VOA she does not know what the Syrian government and allies hope to achieve by escalating the fighting. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.